Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Semele de Aslan. She's been teaching a class since 2014. Very interesting topic. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute. But first, Semele, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thanks for having me, Luis. Appreciate you.
So tell us a little bit about this class. It's Indigenous Spirituality, Resilience, Resistance, and Activism. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's all encompassing. So you kind of have to have it be that way. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of power to naming something. And specifically with this class, I was very specific in how we wanted it to be named. And just to give it a little bit of historical reference, the class, although it's being taught here at UTEP since 2014, it was born when I was attending Harvard University for my master's degree. I went to Harvard because it was the most diverse religious studies program in the nation, not only in curriculum, but in student body. I thought that was really important as far as being engaged in world religions and spirituality, to have, again, a mouthful, so a representation not only theoretically and academically, but also on the ground, you know, people that come from those traditions to be learning and studying and teaching on those traditions. And so that's why I initially chose Harvard Divinity as a place to study, as me being, I guess, an aspiring theologian. But one of the things that I noticed upon arriving was that they didn't really have an Indigenous studies aspect to their divinity degree. You know, there weren't classes on Native Americans, on Indigenous peoples. And to me, not only because growing up in the Native American church, but identifying as an Indigenous woman, it was really important to start filling in that space. In such an institution of power, I thought, you got to get, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So, you know, I started organizing there as a student. Dr. David Carrasco was my advisor. His father ran the Job Corps Center, is named after him. But David Carrasco was the first Mexican surname tenured professor ever hired at Harvard. And he started, I think, in the year 2001. And so, you know, to think about the history as far as whether we're represented there is quite in itself a conversation to be had. But him being my advisor and him really having, you know, he's known as like the world-renowned researcher, academic with Mesoamerican religion and culture. Very much an honor to study under him, but I thought we need to delve a little bit deeper, you know. And so I organized with some fellow students that had interest and with local tribes in the area to begin Indigenous studies, spiritual studies course to be taught. And so there was a lot of footwork as far as putting the course together in collaboration with not only the tribes of surrounding the New England area with academics and students. And so after a year of researching and meeting and traveling to different universities where they had Native programs and studies, we collaborated and created this course. And so when I moved back to El Paso after graduating, I approached Ann Horak, who at the time was the director of the religious studies program here at UTEP. And I sort of just proposed teaching this course at UTEP, and she loved it. I'm really grateful for her giving me the opportunity to resculpt the course. Of course, we really focused on the New England tribes in the course we created at Harvard, which is still taught today, but resculpting it to really have a border perspective, recognizing this as an Indigenous path and land for generations that predate our understanding of history, but really giving the history of the borderlands as far as their Indigenous roots.
We're visiting with Semele de Aslan. She teaches a course here on campus, Indigenous Spirituality, Resilience, Resistance, and Activism. When you were discussing a little bit about the tribes from New England, they want to bring everybody together and put them under the same umbrella, not realizing that, as you found out in New England, that there are many tribes, many beliefs, many different customs that different people across the world and the United States practice.
Yeah, I think the word tribal is used pejoratively as well. You'll hear that a lot in politics and the use of the word tribal to sort of just define people as primitive thinking group of people or whatnot, which I think there's a lot of things in society, I think, that are degrading to Native peoples. But, you know, just today in class, the books that are sort of the base of the course I teach here are Vine Deloria Jr.'s God is Red, Andrea Smith's Conquest, Patricia Gonzalez's Red Medicine. And so those three books are where we really use our base knowledge of indigenous spirituality. And just today's lecture, we had class discussing Vine Deloria's, you know, the idea of universal being very anti-indigenous, because even like the university system, it claims power to like what knowledge is by saying uni is literally one. It's a very, if we think theologically, monotheistic way of looking at knowledge, right? It's one side does not tell the story of all. And so really looking at the idea of plurality, and that's really embedded in Native spirituality. Pluralistic view of one's religious or spiritual experiences, even as a community, religious community, or a circle, or a kalpuli being united, understanding that if someone has a vision or a dream that's very specific to their path and their spiritual path, and that there's meaning and value to that. There isn't one universal way, right? It's a very pluralistic way of interpreting the world.
Going back a little bit to what you stated before the interview started, the fact that sometimes the word spiritual scares people.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think the term spiritual, you know, I used it very deliberately in naming this course because I didn't want to send the message that the spiritual path or the spiritual stories of indigenous peoples are within an institution of what we think of religion today. And that's, you know, that's part of the breaking apart of those perceptions, right? We really, I think as professors, that's always our challenge, right? Critically thinking or challenging the students to critically think about the world. The world is, could be manufactured and created, and it's all in the way that we tell the stories, that we begin to sculpt our worlds, right? And so really reminding students of the fact that Native indigenous cultures have been erased, vilified, ignored. And so really giving dignity to that history and relooking at different ways to look at the world is really what the class is about.
Depending on who you speak to, who you speak with, they'll tell you that these are very turbulent times, or they'll say, we haven't seen any type of activism like this since the 60s. And a sentence had come up, the fact that we haven't seen this much since the 60s, and that somebody said, you mean 1960? He goes, no, 1860s, when the country was about to break out into civil war. It takes a lot to get them involved in something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I only teach one class or maybe two classes every so often. And so a lot of the work that I do in the community, I serve as, my title is Network Weaver, which is an interesting way. Weaving is a very, if we think of the Spider Woman story, as far as in Native cosmology, you know, she weaves the world. And the work that I do in community organizing, in weaving worlds together, making sure that a narrative from the ground up is always shared, you know. The reality is that Native peoples have resisted since 500 years ago, and that resistance and that story of how they resist is very much it comes from a spiritual place. It comes from, you know, a history of erasing not only your identity, but your spirit. You take a person's name, you take their land, you take their women. You see that a lot in colonialism, in order to break your spirit, because people aren't made to be subjugated. Our spirits are supposed to be free. And so one way that power controls people is by attacking their spirit. So in the Native view, like you see with Standing Rock, when that definitely was a historical moment, Pine Ridge, that was a historical moment. The movement in Chiapas, those are historical moments of people that have been not only resisting, but in their activism, creating a world, right? And so spiritual activism is something that I think that I use in not only my personal but professional life. You know, all we do is not only being a teacher or an organizer or a community member, viewing the work that I do and the energy I put out there as spiritual activism, right? It all comes from this place of wanting to create a better world, and I think that's what our spirits are telling us. With any religion.
As far as the class that you teach, is it something that is an elective, people can take it, or is it fit under a certain major or minor?
Well, I always get a few religious majors or minors. I think at UTEP, it's a minor. And so people that their focus is religious studies. And I relate to them because that's when I started college. I was a religious studies major and then ended up going into divinity school. But usually it's a diverse crowd. You know, most people are in there because it's an interesting elective. A lot of people, you know, I see change or metamorphosis as the semester grows. And really, you know, seeing people shift the way that they think or at least consider another way of viewing the world. I think philosophically we talk about people wearing rose-colored glasses. And so here my hope is that shift your worldview, you know, turn your world a little upside down, quite literally, and start critically thinking about the way that...
Do you have a web page or somewhere online that people can go to, perhaps if they want to consider enrolling in this class when it's taught again?
Yeah, I think there's a blurb on the UTEP Religious Studies Department site. I'm an active member of the community. I think I'm very accessible as far as Facebook is concerned or the work that I do in community organizing. And so I always tell people if they want to chat, come meet me at Cafe Mayapan on 2000 Texas Avenue where I have an office over there.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We've been visiting with Semelie de Aslan. She is the instructor in the class Indigenous Spirituality, Resilience, Resistance, and Activism. And as you heard her say, you can find out more if you go to the UTEP Religious Studies webpage, or you can go to Cafe Mayapan and she has an office there, and she'll be more than glad to tell you about the class or anything else that you might be interested in. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dee Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.